With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Jim Carroll grew up in New York's inner city and didn't tell the guys he was playing basketball with that he was writing poetry and was also keeping a diary about his youthful basketball experiences. His book, The Basketball Diaries, was published in 1980, some years after his first volume of poetry, Living at the Movies.
I didn't want to get labeled as a street writer. It had that street rap quality to it. I wanted to be, I wanted to be known as a poet.
But Jim Carroll's development was hampered by heroin addiction.
My recreational abuse. I got into drugs, you know. So it was a terrible thing. I kind of had to, it took a lot of work to get rid of it then.
Did you indeed get rid of it?
Yeah.
Thanks to a drug rehabilitation program in California. As a hobby, Jim Carroll took up the guitar.
I started to write some songs, and then when punk came along, I kind of saw that, there's a new attitude. You just do it. It's energy is what's involved and not technique.
Chance is the clue. He was 12 years old. Fell from the roof on East 29.
The first album by the Jim Carroll Band was called Catholic Boy.
From being a poet, I understood phrasing a lot better than I think most singers did. I knew how to get the most out of a lyric.
Jim Carroll's latest book of poetry is called The Book of Nods, published by Viking Penguin in both hard and soft cover. Jim Carroll's poetry is often surreal with an ominous tone.
I try in all my poems to try and make them just abstract enough so that different people can get different takes on them and they'll all be correct.
Kathy was 11 when she pulled the plug.
Jim Carroll, poet and musician and author of The Book of Nods. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.